My name is Mubarak from South Morocco, and I'm listening Melting Pod with Annie in Marseille. إيوا المهم كاين هاتي ونش الحين الجنوب من المغرب سكتين غير ورزازات أنس فريدين ميلتين بود كاين داني مارسي صاحب بزاف أرمن بعد الجمعة دي إن شاء الله.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour, welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the Planet Marseille, today May 1st, 2010. The interview with Ed Cooper part 2 about his project in 2010 and a surprise for you, a spontaneous chat with Chris Bailey about his new duo tour with Ed. Right now, Closer from Ed's new live DVD, and then a lot of Ed and Chris old songs from their solo albums. You spoke about a new album, maybe Jingly Part 2 or something different?
Well, it won't be Jingly Part 2. It will be something different. What it will be at this point, I don't know. I've been doing a lot of writing, and I just sort of put things away. In fact, when I was going through the recordings that I had putting together the latest lot of Prince Mellon bootleg records, I came across a recording from, I think, 1988 or something, which I'd completely forgotten about. and it had most of the songs from Honey Steals Gold on it, about, you know, 2 or 3 years before they were actually recorded on that album. So I seem to be in a position where I sort of write things and then put them away, and then, you know, I guess kind of forget about them for a while, and then come across them, and, you know, if I still like them a couple of years later, they sometimes get recorded. So I don't know what this new record is going to be at the moment. I would be working on that now, except there's not that much point sort of starting a solo recording if I'm looking at doing this thing with Chris to start with. So we'll see how that goes. And I guess if Chris and I, you know, write a lot of new material that we're both happy with, we would look at recording that. Yeah, just it's difficult for me to say, you know, this is my schedule for the next 8 months or something, because I'm just, you know, just sort of going where it goes at the moment.
You give the priority to Chris?
Well, we've agreed to do these shows, and I always, you know, endeavour to focus on whatever it is I'm doing at a particular point in time. If we're working on songs and if we're touring fairly solidly for 3 weeks, I don't want to be doing something else. I just sort of would find that to be distracting. So we'll see where that is at the end of it. It's not a matter of sort of giving anything priority over anything else. With the Clowns, it's a difficult band to kind of get together in the same place. I mean, I did want to do some recording, and I had written, I think, probably enough songs for a new album. I'd have to sort of check, but it wasn't possible to sort of do it. You know, everybody is kind of scattered all over the place, and it's not the sort of band where you can just, if someone can't make it, that you bring in someone else. So the Clowns, at the moment, you know, there are no future Clown shows planned at this point. So that's not really an issue. With the solo album, that's always an issue. But, you know, the time's got to be right for me, sort of thing.
What about your hands? Because I heard, and you told me, that during the last Laughing Clown show, it was really painful for your hands. And what is now?
Yeah, well, when I injured my hands last year, and I had to cancel a Kowalski Collective tour. That sort of ended up costing me dearly, actually, quite a lot to blow that tour out, but I really couldn't do it. So I wasn't going to cancel the Clowns because that had been booked in. So I went ahead and did it, and I got some special gloves to sort of just alleviate the sort of stress on the tendons, I guess. But even with that, and even with, you know, copious quantities of drugs and alcohol and stuff, it was still quite painful. So, but I got through it, and I've heard recordings of the shows, and they actually sound quite good. But there were some things that I couldn't do. There were some chords that I couldn't even play. So, because the Clowns have some unusual chordal structures, which just involve, you know, knitting all your fingers and stuff, and I couldn't use my fourth finger. But I think it kind of worked anyway. I was, ultimately, I was quite happy with the shows, even though it was, you know, physically painful to do.
And then you did a show with the Kowalski Collective, and it was better?
Well, it's getting better. It's not 100%, but it's getting better.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Why are we talking so bloody early?
It's bloody early for you.
Yeah, it's bloody hard for me. I should be in bed drinking blood. Anyway.
Okay, we can start now.
We can.
Okay, Chris, tell me a little about this big news I read in the internet last week. You are touring with Ed in duo.
Yeah, pretty weird, huh?
Yes.
Well, I kind of intimated last time that I spoke to you that it was on the cards because we had been talking about it for ages. And there's a window of opportunity. We must have both been drunk because it seemed like a really good idea at the time. And I've got a ticket and I'm getting on a plane next week. And gee, who knows what will happen?
Yes, but can you tell me a little what is your idea with this new work with Ed? Because
Well, funnily enough, I listened because Elizabeth told me that you'd done a little chat with Eddie, where he was being Eddie the businessman and setting up his new record label and selling off all his cheap records. So I listened to that, And I have to admit that apart from the fact that Ed's a bullshitting bastard most of the time, he's right. I totally agree. I don't know what we're going to do, really. My mood changes from day to day. I think it's either going to be as easy as riding a bicycle or a very complicated process. And either way, it's just a very interesting challenge. The fact that it's not the Saints, it's not going back over the old territory. Because to be honest, I thought that the thing we did last year was pretty unsatisfying. It was kind of like being in a dull Saints cover band. Whereas this thing, it gives Ed and myself the opportunity to start again. So that's the most interesting bit about it.
Ah, and you are very excited at that idea to do something different.
Absolutely. And well, in fact, I think, and I'm sure I can speak for Ed here, to do the rehash stuff doesn't really present much of a challenge. Whereas now, it's a clean slate. Of course, we'll probably dip into some old songs, because he's got a lot of songs that I've got nothing to do with, and it would be interesting just to see how they turn out. And the same with my stuff. It will be very interesting to see him play that. And who knows, if Clarissa, the goddess of songwriting, is with us, we may even come up with new stuff.
Oh.
And that'll be interesting. And then also, I mean, not only are we just writing and recording, but we do have the live aspect of it, and that's going to be very interesting, because I've never been in a duo before. So yes. It sounds all very modern. And
oh, it's a premiere.
Absolutely. That's what it is. And I mean, who knows? If I wasn't going to be performing, I'd probably buy a ticket and go and see it just to see what it is. Because at this stage, unless Ed's got a really clear idea, I certainly don't. But it could be fun. I heard him, you asked him whether it was going to be acoustic or electric. And I tend to agree with him. One day I think it would be fabulous to get lots of, well, actually there's only two of us. We can't have that many guitars going at once. But I can hear it both electric and acoustic.
You can imagine you play ukulele and I play electric guitar with distortion.
That's not going to work. Actually, if I put my uke through a fuzz box, that might work. In fact, I have to work out in the next few days whether I'm going to travel with a ukulele, because I normally do, but because I'm lazy, I don't want to carry too many, because I'm going away for quite a long time, so I have to take a lot of clothing, so I don't want to take too many instruments. Actually, maybe I'll find a uke in Oz. They've got great ukes in Oz.
Me down to see the fight. I was really suffocating, but I was drawn like a moth to the light. Feeling vaguely catatonic, I was so glad to see you there. Perched like a raven in the house of whispers, foaming at the mouth and looking like a ghost, staring at the ceiling, preparing for the worst. I got a message from heaven. It was sent from Lucifer, with a chorus thrown by Botticelli, a childlike nightmare out of sync. After a meeting on the Via Veneto, I was dancing down the Spanish steps into a busted Berkeley movie filmed in a concentration camp. And looking like a ghost, staring at the ceiling and preparing for the worst. Now the time has come, I realize that you're not what you seem, and these days of wine and roses are a bitter twisted dream. It's too late now for the regrets. I'd rather lose than not have had. So like a gothic nightmare, I will fade and disappear.
Well, I hope Ed's in good form at the moment. So, I mean, be a bit honest for a second. We haven't done this for a very long time, and as I say, you know, the ATP thing and the Brisbane gig was a bit stuffy. Whereas I think now, I mean, we do have a lot of time in rehearsal rooms together. So, now who knows? It's either going to be very conversational and interesting, or a disaster. And either way, I think it's going to be good for both of us. Because I think Ed works in an environment where he's the boss, as indeed do I. So it'll be very interesting to see how we clash together. Because that can oftentimes produce good stuff.
Yes, but not too hard clash, yeah?
No. I'll make sure that we're both wearing big rubber suits.
But he told me that it's a 3 weeks tour.
Yeah.
But he's hoping, I have the feeling, to do more shows in Australia when it is possible.
Well, I was a bit confused by what he said. I think originally the idea was that, because this is something that he's done, is that we would start off very small, just because we don't know whether it's going to work. So instead of having... like, because the ticket price is actually very inexpensive. We're going out very cheaply. We're playing quite small, like, cabaret rooms. And the reason was we didn't want to rip people off if the show was a fuck-up. Now, hopefully it won't be. But that is the rationale for why we're doing these small residencies. If then it works and it's a love thing, then obviously when I'm in the same country as Ed, we'll talk about future plans. Because, you know, it's a little difficult. I don't live in Oz. Ed does. He's got commitments and I've got commitments. So I think we just need to sit down, have a few glasses of wine and just take it as it comes. Because, I mean, one of the other great things about this is we're both in a position to be to have the luxury of doing a project, you know. My rent doesn't depend on this. We're not actually doing it for the money. It's as close as I've gotten to doing, dare I say it, a love musical project for ages. So, you know, fingers crossed.
Yeah, because he told me in the second part of the interview, it's not published, but he told me that you are his priority for this year, 2010.
Well, that's fabulous. And I can tell him over the melting pod universe that I have also prioritized this for 2010. Because if it works, there are, as I see it right now, there are at least two albums that I can visualize sonically in my head. And, you know, and that's quite a lot of work.
But can you imagine to bring him back to Europe in your luggage?
Given that I'm going to be incredibly homesick for the cats, not to mention the girlfriend and the house and the life, I wouldn't mind this thing taking on a European dimension, because, you know, I live in Europe, so it would make sense for me. I think we'll burn that bridge when we get to it. And I mean, we've spoken about it briefly, if anyone's interested, of course.
A of what love do you speak? Does it cut like a razor? What gifts did you bring? Do they shine like a diamond? Your precious demands, I'd be fed to the lions. The mocking sincerity covers me like a glove. Must I satisfy your desire to be queen of the hour just to bathe in that heavenly glow? To our wintry palace of exile would you send me to forget my existence so no one should know? What do you need and what more could I offer to make you believe? Must I offer my soul? Must I satisfy your desire to be queen of the hour just to bathe in that heavenly glow?
You can imagine to ask P-Box to organize a tour in France.
Well, I mean, funny enough, I'm speaking to Xavier later today, and I will probably mention it again. I have spoken to him once about it, and we're just waiting to see how it turns out. Baby steps, one baby step at a time.
Yes. Okay, I will stay passionate. Anyway, I'm so happy that in just for me, in 3 months after this interview I did with you, you are able to announce me you are doing a duo tour with it. It's a big news.
Yeah, well, in fact, I suppose several folk in the world might have thought that it would never happen. But because, you know, Ed and I are supposed to hate each other, which is not really true.
I know you love each other.
I think from a PR point of view, it's probably better if we do keep hating each other. It makes a more interesting story. But also, I think, I mean, Ed is a mighty fine guitar player. He really is. It will be a privilege to work with him. How about
that?
How about
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite an exciting. I mean, if both of us don't get too moody and sulky, it'll be. I think it will actually be quite exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I am very happy to have this talk with you.
Yeah, and actually, if your mate in Marseille wants me and my other band to do a gig, I'm actually doing some shows in June in Spain and in southern France, but I'm not doing Marseille.
Why?
I don't know why. I'll ask this afternoon. In fact, I need to sort that out before I get on the plane next week.
Oh, yeah, yes. I mean, you can tell your people that they can contact me to find a venue.
Okay. I'll mention.
I want you.
Because I know we're doing Mont de Marsan, which isn't that far away from Marseille.
Yes. I think it's in the Gare. I don't know really where it is. But anyway...
Well, I mean, it's not a long drive, and it means I could stop at Carcassonne and be a tourist.
As tourist, you are the welcome, but I prefer to... It will be nice that you come as a tourist and as a band.
Yeah, because, in fact, I'm premiering this summer a new lineup, and the future of the band is all girls and violins. It's very different. It's very interesting.
Oh, girls and violin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I'm very excited by that as well. Even though the Ed project is, in fact, the priority.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm very happy today. Chris, I wish you the best with that tour, and I hope to see you soon.
Well,
anyway.
On behalf of Ed and myself, thank you very much, Annie. As you know, this is all you're doing. If it works, hopefully we'll see you in the south of France.
We have a lot of bottle of wine.
Yeah, wine. And a little bit of pastis and some fine food. That'll be nice. See
okay.
You then.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
And thank you, Annie.
There's a part of me that hates everything I do, a bit like you. words are stewed. Did some thinking on the train. You can never go home again. Was a long time before it clicked inside of me, and when it did, I felt alone. Changed in 20 years, a grinning window came. It makes me look so much younger than I've any right to feel. There's no thinking on the train. You can never go home again.
Of this podcast part 2 with Ed Cooper and Chris Bailey. As far as I know, they are right now in Australia and work together, hoping the goddess of the songwriting will inspire them some new beautiful songs.
There's a part of me that hates everything I do.
Write your comments on MeltingPod, www.meltingpod.com, and don't miss this superb show in duo tour with Chris Bailey and Ed Cooper if you are lucky enough to live in Australia. It starts May 12th and finishes May 30th. In the third part, I propose you the end of the interview with Ed Cooper. We'll speak about his last tour this year with Laughing Clowns and Dirty Free. And he will share with us his feeling when he joined Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds for a big European tour last year, and his project with that band in 2011. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod.
I